Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, the budget battle drags on in Springfield with no end in sight. And this week, it's August. What does a lack of spending plan have on the local economy? And all this talk of taxes, pension payments, borrowing. It was announced today that Fitch downgraded the CPS bond status to junk after last week's news that they will be borrowing more money. What's it all mean? I don't have the answers, WGN Radio, so I brought somebody in who may have it in. With me tonight is Brian Battle. He's the director of trading Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago. I'll say that right next time. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, let's talk about the breaking news. The CPS today, their bond status downgraded to junk.
Sure.
What does that mean?
So as you'd imagine, if you're a borrower, you have a credit rating, just like an individual
right.
does. So if you're the head of IBM, you have a great credit rating. If you don't have a job and you don't have a house or don't have any assets, you have a bad credit rating. So officially, municipalities also have a credit rating status. So AAA is the best rating. Triple B is the bottom investment grade rung. And then you get to junk. And unfortunately today, CPS follows the city of Chicago into junk territory. So
was this expected?
Yeah, I think so. Because of the decisions that are happening in Chicago and in Springfield, that the thing that Chicago and CPS is getting downgraded for is their lack of a plan for the future. Chicago is a great town. Illinois is a great state. It's just that there's not a real cogent or even established plan to deal with the
budget
deficit.
Right, because essentially, you know, all we hear is we're going to borrow this money now, and then we're going to borrow again in October. And there's a lot of political pressure put on people who might be able to release funds at state, federal level. So really, there isn't a plan, and the bond status, they pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, right. So what your rating is dictates what rate that you pay to borrow money. So City of Chicago borrowed taxable money last week at 8%, which is double or triple, you know, depending on who you're talking to as a comparison of a regular rate to an investment grade borrower. So Chicago, which is unusual because Chicago is a great town, we have tons of revenue. It's just that our plans for the future are ill-determined or they're not workable.
Wouldn't that be the number one thing that politicians and leaders of any sort of municipality would want to do to prove a long-term plan? To make sure that they don't have to pay 4% extra in interest? Am I stupid here?
No, you're exactly right. So this has taken decades to devolve to the point that we're at now. And it would be great to say, wow, we'll raise taxes a little bit and then we'll fix it. And it's not that anymore because that's where the political answer usually lies. I'm looking for a short-term answer. How do we get to the next election cycle? How do we get to the next couple of years?
Right.
And a pension problem is a problem that is a 30-year problem. So you can keep deferring it until where we are now, where CPS has to borrow $1 billion to pay the bills next year. So that is just bad fiscal management. It's like taking a mortgage out to pay your grocery bill. That's bad fiscal management. Unfortunately, CPS has no other choice because they don't have any money.
So what does it in the long run? I mean, is it a journey to try and get out of junk status? I mean, or is it something where the minute they say, hey, we've got a plan, they say, you're out?
Justin, great question. So the ratings that Chicago and Illinois and particularly CPS are getting dinged for is their long-term plan. So if CPS tomorrow said, hey, we've got this magic solution, the rating agency would say, hooray, let's see if you can implement it. So they'd wait 6 months, a year to see if it actually works. But you bring up a great point. It's not just going to be taxes. It's just not going to be cuts. It's going to be time. This problem took decades to occur, and there's not enough money in Chicago to tax everybody
right.
to make this problem go away. And you can't cut benefits enough of teachers to make the problem go away. It has to be both in combination with 10, 20 years of time to let the compound interest work Jeez. Where these things work themselves out. So, you know, we could be here a year from now talking about exactly the same thing, waiting to see if the plan worked.
But then at some point or another, they have to start that process. I mean,
yes.
there has to be like, you know, let's put a long term together because in 2 years that'll affect the status. What are the options to work a better interest rate? I mean, is it sort of like not just a long-term plan, but If they go to the bond status and say, we want to raise taxes,
yes,
we want to cut the... I mean, is that what they're looking for? They're
yes.
looking for a way to balance it out?
So, exactly right. So the way that to prove your credit ratings, credit quality, or why you're a good borrower is you've got revenue. So in this instance, Chicago or CPS will raise taxes if they can. Secondarily, you have your expenses under control. And that short-term expenses, like do we have a lot of extra people? Mm-hmm. And your long-term expenses, is our pension plan viable? Do we have a way to fix it? And then the fourth thing is it not all just short-term one-time fixes? Like, oh, we're going to raise cigarette taxes for the next 3 months. Or like Illinois, we raised the personal income tax rate for a couple of years and it went back down.
And it goes back away.
That's seen as a one-time shot or a not replicable solution. What the rating agencies want to see is you've got your revenue and expense under control and that you have a long-term plan that will lead you to a place of solvency.
You know, when the city's already in junk status, CPS follows suit, does that change the philosophy in which our city managers are approaching things, where they say, you know what, we're not ready for, we can't go any lower.
Right.
So we're not ready for a long term, so we'll just borrow a little money here and borrow or continue to do it this way because we can't go any lower.
Right. So this, we are right at the edge. So we are operating in Chicago in crisis management mode. We are out of options. So like CPS, they have to borrow $1 billion to pay for the bills next year. Bad business, but they have no other choices. The danger becomes when you're at this point, and if things get worse, you lose market access, meaning you're such a bad credit, nobody will lend you money. And then it's over. Then you have no way to raise money. You can't pay anyone.
I can only think of the situation in Detroit, but are there situations that's happened where a municipality has such a bad rating that no one will give them money?
So it's incredibly rare that a municipality would be run to the point where it's junk status. There's no city in the United States as big as Chicago that has a junk rating like this. It's very unusual. Municipal bonds, municipal borrowers are usually very high quality. The only thing I think that would be close would be New York City in 1979. Where they had run the city down to a point where they had a cash problem, they didn't have any money, and they had to get bailed out by the state. That's probably the only corollary that I can think of. I've been doing this a long time. I think New York City probably be as close as you could get.
Oh, that late 1970s New York. What
That's
a dump.
Right. It was horrible. It was horrible.
I just think automatically go to my pop culture references of Times Square and
That's
how
right.
terrible that was.
That's
not what we want to be.
That's right.
You know, let's take a quick break. We'll come back because I want to talk to you about the state and the continuing saga over the budget and what that does to the local economy. We're starting to see stories pop up about, you know, hey, get ready because you're going to start to feel the hit that there's no spending plan in place, that there's no budget approved. And we'll talk more with Brian Battle. He's the Director of Trading for Performance Trust Capital Partners here in Chicago. It's the Download. Stay with us. So Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're talking about the local economy, about how sort of today the Chicago Public Schools. I just rubbed my face when I read that. I was like, I grabbed my temple. The idea that the CPS today was downgraded, their bond status was downgraded to junk. We're talking with Brian Battle, who's the Director of Trading for Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago. You know, before the break, we talked about a little bit about taxes, you know, sort of being part of the long-term strategy. But Chicagoans and Illinois residents should be ready because taxes are coming.
Absolutely. You know, just to put some number around what happened today, so Chicago Public Schools was downgraded. Chicago Public School has a budget of about $5.5 billion. And for next year, they're short about $1 billion. So they don't have 20% of the revenue that they need. So that's not some. It's almost a quarter is their deficit. So that's a really big number. So where is it going to come from? It comes from a couple of places. You either have to cut expenses, which means layoffs, which you have 1,400 already in CPS, some of the classrooms, some not. So you cut expenses. You cut your long-term expenses like, hey, we can't afford these pension payments.
Right.
So that's out because the Illinois State Supreme Court so you can't cut that. So then the third place it comes from is raising taxes. So there, we've already seen it in Cook County. Commissioner Preckwinkle raised the rate to 10.25 from 9.25 at the county level. I believe that the city of Chicago is going to get a property tax increase. We probably should have got it last year, and we didn't because of the election. I think it's coming. The it's probably going to be all baked into a deal with, hey, this is the revenue we're going to cut. These are the taxes we raise. Everybody, you know, it's going to be worked out. But it's a number like property taxes in Chicago have to go up something like 20%.
It's 20%.
And I'm not sure that that number would be big enough in the abstract. It'd have to be 20% and changes and some
service. I mean, a basic, I think of, you know, I'm just trying to think of the tax bill, you know, an average tax bill for the city of Chicago. But I mean, is it, you know, $5,000 every time one of those things comes in the mail, right?
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, you're talking about, you know,
$1,000
increase to every household in Chicago.
Sure. And another point I want to make too is that if it isn't just the city of Chicago, because to make this work, if it was up to the mayor, he'd like the state to kick in also. He'd like the state to help out with CPS. So there is, last year, and it died in the House last year in the Illinois legislature, State Bill 16 was sort of a Robin Hood plan where we're going to take the wealthy school districts that have lots of revenue and transmit that money to Springfield so it could come to the poorer school districts. So if you're in Lake County or in Ogle County, you know, in DuPage County, this might be you to help solve this problem. So the estate support in your town might go down. Your local property taxes might go up to make up that difference.
Let's talk about Springfield, because without a budget in place, what's the impact on the local economy?
So Illinois is also the lowest rated state in its class. You know, it's the lowest rated state in the union. Also on negative credit watch because of, surprise, we don't have a solution for our long-term pension problem. So Illinois, lots of revenue, great state, wonderful manufacturing, transportation, agriculture. We have everything going for us. Mm-hmm. And we said this a little bit earlier, but I'll repeat it. If Illinois was a person, or Chicago was a person, there'd be a guy with a great job, with a huge credit card bill, and no savings for retirement. And that's sort of where we are.
So, I think you just described like pretty much everybody I know. So that's not good. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the good news for Chicago and Illinois is that we're not Detroit. So what happened to Detroit was all those things were true and they didn't have a good job. So Detroit depopulated. Everyone left. There was nobody left to tax.
There's no one to tax, right?
Right. So that's what happened to Detroit. Chicago, we have the opposite. We have a good economy. It's booming.
But I have to say, I mean, the threat as well is that a lot of people, because of the trouble of CPS, because they're going to raise taxes, you hear this a lot from politicians,
right?
You know, you can't keep the residents here. They're all going to leave. They're going to move to the suburbs. They're going to leave Illinois.
You're exactly right. And Justin, that's just it. So we have to be very careful around that knife's edge is, hey, we've got to solve this long-term problem and not extinguish our chances at future growth. Because the thing that makes a lot of these problems go away is, if the economy grows, if more people move here, if there's more sales tax, more property taxes, that solves a lot of problems. Still take decades. But what we can't do is make it so horrible to live here that everyone starts to leave. And the people in Wisconsin and Indiana would love that to happen. And they're advertising on the billboards to move to our state because it's so much better. And they're having
Well, I hear attraction. This from politicians as well. I mean, I'm glad to have you, Brian, because there's a lot of things I read in the newspapers and it makes your head spin. But I also hear from politicians that say that, you know, Illinois is one of the states that has the lowest in taxes, that we don't tax enough, that you hear, you know, like we need to catch up with the others if we're going to be sort of competitive with other places that can balance their budgets.
Yeah, be careful with statistics. So we have a low personal income tax rate. We have a high gasoline tax. We have high property taxes. So there's an aggregate tax burden. You have to mix it all together. I think Illinois is pretty fairly taxed. Who's paying the tax? Now, maybe that's something different. You know, are people that smoke cigarettes, is it fair to tax them more than some guy that's living on Lakeshore Drive in a giant condo? You know, so the mix of taxes, there's probably a debate to be had there.
Well, you know, I guess it all plays out. Without having a budget in place, it sends a message to the rating agencies that there's no long-term plan here. So therefore, it's easy to downgrade a city, a municipality, a state, what have you.
Right. So this is what cascades the whole thing. So the Illinois state legislature is having a big fight in Springfield. It's just a theological debate over how to run the state, which then cascades down the city of Chicago because they don't know what their revenue is going to be from the state, which then goes to the CPS because CPS, as part of their budget for next year, plan on the state giving them $500 million. That's part of their budget.
That's why we're seeing this kind of shakiness,
right? Yeah, they
right?
plan on guys that can't agree on our budget to give them $500 million. Plus, CTU, Chicago Teachers Union, doesn't have a contract this year. So all of these things have all come together, and that's why this is different. And I hope everybody listening is paying attention, because it's different this time. It's not the same. This isn't a headline that's going to go away in the spring and everybody agrees and we all leave and everything's fine. This is the point of getting it done.
Brian Battle, what's it going to take? Is it going to be the media? Who's it going to be to say this is different than last year, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago? I made a joke to one of the lawmakers where I'm like, remember when Governor Blagojevich had put the messages on the CTA? If you want to keep the CTA, it was like you'd ride the bus and would say, tomorrow we're going to cut all funding and there'll never be buses again if you don't pay now.
Right.
Like, we've been so sort of, you know, bantied about in terms of, you know, what we're supposed to be paying attention to as a citizen here.
Right.
But this is something we should be paying attention to.
Yeah. If you don't notice it now, you will the next time you go buy something in Cook County. If you don't notice it now, next time you get your property tax bill, you're going to notice it. And where you're going to notice it, and unfortunately, this is probably the easiest place to do it, is diminished services. So if the city of Chicago can't raise taxes enough or get their pension problem straightened out, they've got to cut expenses. And that's fewer cops, fewer firemen, fewer people at DMV. There's just the quality of life diminishes. And that gets to your earlier point, mm-hmm. Justin, that if the quality of life gets worse, we can't attract people. So that's a longer term problem. I think where it comes from is taxpayers talking to their alderman and their Illinois legislator. If you don't know who your Illinois legislator is, you can just look it up on the internet. It's a piece of cake. And you should call that person and ask them, what are they doing about funding and where are you on the budget this year?
Brian, you know, this has been a pretty pessimistic segment.
Yes.
And thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks for starting the week off so
sorry.
Strong. But there is some optimism in the sense that if the city of Chicago, and we elect mayors and aldermen and all the people involved without naming names, got together and really took sort of, you know, pulled up by the bootstraps and put together a long-term plan,
right,
in 20-30 years, we could see ourselves with a better bond rating and a better quality of life in a great city like Chicago.
Absolutely. So
it's not all debt.
It's no. So if you're going to pick a problem to have, I'll take this one. So Chicago and Illinois is getting downgraded for bad management. That's real. If you talk to the rating agencies, about 20% of a rating is management. So we've had bad management, and this is pejorative, not bad. We've had management that hasn't addressed this problem for a really long time.
You sound like a campaign commercial.
Yeah, right. So the good news is we have new management. We have a new mayor and a new governor. And these are two guys that have been in the private sector, two guys that understand finance both very well. And I think they understand the magnitude of this problem. So it's going to be painful, and I don't think it's going to happen in the next 2 days. You never know. Things can happen, but there are two guys that understand long-term problems and understand how you get long-term solutions, and that's through compromise. So there's going to be more taxes. There's going to be diminished benefits. And what we're going to need especially is a plan that can work over time, and then don't fool around with it.
There you go. That's our Monday message to the city of Chicago and the WGN listeners. Brian Battle is the director of trading for Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the download.
You're welcome. Thanks.